Our story today is called A Delightful Voice. In June of 2013, news broadcasts across the country featured a little boy named Grayson Clamp doing something he'd never done before. The three-year-old was born without the auditory nerves that carry sound to the brain. Attempts to restore his hearing with a cochlear implant were unsuccessful, so doctors at the University of North Carolina tried an experimental procedure to implant an auditory nerve directly into Grayson's brain. This procedure proved successful, and millions of people enjoyed seeing the look of wonder and joy in the little boy's face when he heard his father's voice for the first time. Today, with the technology available, communication is instant. But even then, it's a delight to hear from a friend or family member who's far away. Just as we respond to those familiar voices with pleasure, God delights in hearing from His children. Why do we pray? Certainly not to inform God of what we need. He already knows everything about our situation, and far better than we could devise, knows the answer that'll be best for us. Prayer is meant in part to remind us of how dependent on God that we truly are, but prayer, not just for our benefit, God enjoys hearing us pray. When we come to Him in faith and make our petitions before His throne of grace, His heart rejoices. He likes hearing our voices. Let us never go long without going to Him in prayer. Simply put, in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.